Not a lot of people know this about me, but if I go out on a date with somebody and it's a good date, I will like wait an hour or so after, and then I will call them to thank them for the date and I had a good time and everything else.
Hold on. Really? You'll actually call?
I actually call the number.
You don't like text?
No, I call to say thank you.
I didn't even know you knew how to do that.
Standard thing. Well, I don't really talk to them. I just call and then I block the number, and when they answer, I just go.
Okay.
And if she knows it's me calling to say thank you in the special way that I do, then we'll go out again because we obviously click. If she doesn't know it's me, no big deal. I'm sure I'll see her again at some point. So,
so weird.
Not worried about it. But Bruce, who is on the phone today and wants to do a second date update, is very confused why his date's not calling him back, because apparently after they went out, he called her to say thank you. They had a good conversation, and now she's not calling him back at all. I'm curious, Bruce, do you do the call the same way I do?
Please say no. No, man.
Try it next time. Women love heavy breathing in the phone.
Yeah, I'll definitely be sure to try that.
Okay, cool. First of all, tell us a little bit about how you met the girl that you want to call today.
Well, her name's Madison. We met online. You know, I've done it a few times. Have you guys tampered with the online dating?
Oh, Craigslist,
Craigslist. That's not online dating, Jubal.
Yeah, it's weird. Most of them people want you to pay them.
Yeah, that's weird, right? Usually you pay services.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I went through eHarmony.
Okay.
And that was supposed
more
to be
legit.
That's another pay site, too, much like Craigslist, you know?
Not really, but.
No?
Yeah.
Okay.
but anyway, eHarmony, that's where most people look that I've researched on, I guess, to look for a more serious kind of relationship.
Oh, so you're looking for a serious thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kind of done with the whole bachelor lifestyle, I guess.
And is that something that you say right off the gate, like, I'm looking for something serious?
I tend to wait till I actually meet the person, you know, and we kind of fill each other out, you know, kind of where we stand with that. But I do tend to look for girls who fit that profile.
And did you think that Madison fit that profile?
I did. You know, I mean, I met a few girls online before. You know, they didn't really work out. You know, some people are just in it for the reasons I'm not into, which...
Yeah, just cheap sex and fun, you know? Sounds terrible.
Yeah.
So what was it about Madison that made her stand out?
She has a really, really fun personality. Even before meeting her, she just kind of... You can kind of see it from a distance. And then as she gets up closer, she's just beautiful.
Were you following her around before you met her? Because that's what it sounds like.
No, her profile pictures, again, it was, you know, I mean.
Well, just the way
nice
you said from a distance, I pictured you, like, looking through a window with binoculars, and you're like, and then once I brushed her arm when I walked past her in the coffee shop, then I noticed that she did have a fun personality.
No, I mean, how it was, you know, everyone pretty much looks good in their profile pictures.
Okay, that's right. What you meant. All right.
So, yeah, then we met up at a bar. She was just, she was just beautiful. She didn't cake on makeup. You know how some girls, especially on first dates, I swear, like to go overboard, you know. You're not sure which is their face or, you know, how deep it goes.
How deep does that makeup? I usually just reach across the table and try to scratch it off at that point just to see. Do you feel like you guys really clicked together?
Absolutely. Yeah. Conversation was easy the entire time. And we both joked about the whole online thing, you know, and how it's just kind of a crapshoot.
How did everything end with you guys?
The date lasted a few hours. When it was time to go, you know, I just kind of asked her if I could call her to hang out again, you know, or go out. And she gave me a really big smile and said, absolutely.
Wow.
So based on that, I decided to take it upon myself to lean in, and I kind of just gave her a little kiss. Wow. Nothing too aggressive.
Not too aggressive.
And
grabbed the back of her head. Get over
it
here.
Yeah. No, it seemed like it was right. You know, it's kind of that lull silence, I guess, you know, after a little bit of laughter, I guess. So it just, again, it seemed like almost like a movie.
She sounds like quite the catch.
Yeah.
I mean, she was. All the way home, I just couldn't stop thinking about the date. I kept replaying everything in my head. And so, you know, as I pulled in my garage, I thought to call her, and I just thanked her again for the date and how amazing it was, and that I'd really like to go out again, and if she would like to as well. She reciprocated that and was really excited that I called, and we set plans for the next Friday.
Wow.
So that conversation went cool, but yet she's not getting back to you for a second date.
Yeah, man, that's why I'm so confused. You know, ever since we made that plan, I really haven't heard anything.
Do you think that she's getting, like, hit up left and right and maybe found a better option online?
That's kind of what I'm afraid of. But to really just not text or anything and just to drop with the night we did have, you know, mm-hmm. at least some closure would be nice.
Yeah, and especially if you guys already made plans, so you didn't set your Friday night aside and then she just doesn't get back to you.
Exactly.
Wow. Huh.
Interesting. All right, well, we'll play a song, come back, call her, and get your second date update, all right?
Right on. Thanks, guys.
All right, man. Hang on.